In the race for Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkan gained a formidable 21-point lead over rival Carrie Moon. At the Westin Hotel in downtown Seattle, Durkan celebrated the news without declaring victory. But as KUOW's Amy Radel reports, Durkan said she's also preparing for a rapid transition to the mayor's office.
The crowded hotel ballroom erupted in cheers as Washington State Senator Reuven Carlisle formally announced Durkan's sizable lead in the mayor's race, setting the stage for Seattle's first female mayor since the 1920s. As she celebrated the initial results, Durkan hearkened back to her role as Governor Chris Gregoire's lawyer in the recounts after the 2004 governor's race.
Now I know there's a lot of votes left to be counted. And anyone who knows me knows I like to count every single vote. But I have to tell you, we are feeling really, really good about where we are.
Meanwhile, at her campaign gathering in Pike Place Market, Moon said she was struggling against Durkan's financial clout.
So we're up against really tough odds. And campaign spending by our opponent broke city election records, outspending us more than 3-1.
Boo.
Boo.
Durkan, in her campaign speech, pledged if elected to give everyone in Seattle the right to shelter and a home and to offer 2 years of free tuition.
And for you parents out there who are struggling so hard to get by and you're worried about your kids and you're trying to get them through school, please know that if they graduate from a Seattle public school, college is on the way.
And she promised to be a fierce critic of the president.
Can I just say to Donald Trump, keep your hands off Seattle.
The current mayor, Tim Burgess, was in the crowd. He said he'd urge Durkan to run once Mayor Ed Murray, embroiled in a sexual abuse scandal, said he would not seek re-election.
I am delighted. I mean, we have apparently elected a very, very capable woman to lead our city going forward. I have total confidence in her.
Durkan was believed to be the first openly gay U.S. attorney when she was appointed by President Obama in 2009. Supporter Lisa Dahl said she was excited to have Durkan in the mayor's office, especially amidst all the current scandals over sexual harassment by men.
Because not enough women hold these positions, and certainly not enough gay women are in these positions. And it just, to me, is a beacon of light to young women who want to pursue a career.
Attorney Chris Stern says he was impressed with Durkan's role in investigating Seattle police after an officer shot John T. Williams in 2009.
I'd like to think that she'd be, you know, the perfect person to, you know, keep on leading police reform.
Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien supported Carrie Moon in the election, but he noted that the candidates had a similar approach to major issues.
Jenny and Carrie agree that we need more transit. They agree climate change is real. They know that we're in a homeless crisis. They know that affordable housing has got to be addressed by some subsidizing it. So the distinctions on a policy level are pretty narrow.
Durkan said she'll announce a transition team shortly and be ready to be sworn in at the end of November when election results are certified. I'm Amy Radel reporting.